sickness. The 98 KUPD.
Toledo, you got the music ready to go. It's up to you guys. We just had a guy call. I would hope he calls back, who maybe doesn't understand the meaning of the Fireside Chats, which is just us giving you the airwaves to speak of anything you choose. And he called up and told Eric, I just want to chat. And Eric asked him about what?
I don't know.
And he's not online. I would have liked to have heard how he wanted to start that.
That's right. I apologize for having standards.
You were right.
Yeah, it's reflexive.
Yeah, it's reflexive to say, well, that's nothing. Goodbye.
You got to bring something to the table.
But at a certain point, you have to recognize this man wants to begin a conversation, and he's armed with nothing.
Yeah,
let's hear that.
It's even part of the whole tagline for the chats, bring something to the table.
Have something to say. Don't waste our time.
That's why. I'm just going by that.
I understand that. But let them make their own bed in that situation. If a guy ever calls and says, I just need to chat.
I am curious.
I need to hear why.
And then we can say, this is why.
Yeah, this is why we have our standards. Right.
Sorry.
That's right. No. I understand why you did it. I'm not blaming you for doing anything wrong.
Yeah, no need to apologize.
I'm just curious now. My curiosity is, it's just
grown. Where would he have started?
Well, how do you begin that? All right, I want to check. All right, well, it's not my job to start that. You go ahead. Well, it's not fair now.
I just want to hear you guys breathe.
The Fireside Chats are upon us as we speak. The fire is blazing. And it's time to hear from you guys. The airwaves are yours. Let's find out what we've got here in the Fireside Chat. Usually this is a really good or bad moment. Let's find out who's first.
We got Eric on the line.
Eric is there. Eric, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, welcome to the Fireside Chats. Please have something to say. Don't waste our time. Go right ahead.
All right, thanks, man. With Kurt Cobain gone, mm-hmm. Scott Weiland gone, yeah. Chris Cornell gone, I believe Eddie Vedder is now officially an endangered species.
Yeah, no, Brady said
that. Capture him.
Yeah, we have to capture him and take his DNA and make sure he's safe. Brady said he's the Betty White of grunge music, is what the internet was calling it this morning. He's the only survivor of the Golden Girls of grunge. Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Yeah, we gotta capture him and make sure that he's in a safe space all the time. Keep our eyes on him.
Yeah. We need to breed him.
I had a guy who emailed me, says couldn't stop crying yesterday about the Chris Cornell thing. Kind of weird. Who do you think the next one would be that would that's logical, though? Who's the next rock star to die that you think, well, that makes sense?
Ozzy's got
to
be.
Yeah, everybody always points to him, but I don't know that he'll ever.
He might live forever, Keith Richards.
Yeah, Keith Richards and him are the ones everybody thinks. I just don't know that there's a rock star left that would surprise you.
Guys were just talking to Corey Taylor the other day, and he was talking about how he doesn't really party hard anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, he seems to have straightened it all out. Yeah.
That'd be a surprise.
Well, that's those guys
now.
At OD, though.
But somebody,
those
I was
guys at OD are the ones that go straight.
That's the truth.
And that is, they have one bad night.
Because they go back to their old habit after taking away. I'm on this carb-free diet, and I had a salty chip the other day, and I thought my body was going to go into hysterics.
And you were mad and strangled yourself.
It's been a week.
I almost went to the bathroom.
Went to the bathroom. I put a rope around my neck, started masturbating. I'm like, goddamn carbs. They do this to me every time. But what's amazing about it is I was talking to a guy yesterday. I'm like, the reason Cornell is surprising, I don't think anybody looked at that band as strung out, even when they were. I don't think you ever looked at them as weak and like, wow, they're a mess. Looked at them as strong.
Not in the limelight for so long.
Well, beyond that, even when they were, you didn't look at Kim Thayil and think heroin. You didn't look at Chris Cornell's huge hair and dominance on stage and energy as like, oh, this guy's in trouble. I never looked at Soundgarden as in trouble. I looked at Alice in Chains as they're in trouble. I looked at Nirvana and said, ooh, they're in trouble. Stone Temple Pilots, oh, they're in trouble. I never saw Soundgarden that way. I never saw Audioslave. Never, ever, publicly, did you see Chris Cornell in a situation where you're like, man, this is bad. They always looked strong.
They didn't hear the story.
Nope, ever. All right, well, there you go. Sorry for your loss. You start building that hermetically sealed glass box for Eddie Vedder. I think you're right.
Do you still have Mark Lonergan?
I'm on it.
Who?
Mark Lonergan from... Screaming Trees.
Yeah, I don't know how his heart hasn't exploded. The man is, and they had to be successful. Toledo, please.
Oh, okay. Dang.
Just not because you've heard of him.
From Seattle.
No, Seattle, please. Ken Griffey Jr. maybe would be
Cattle
a surprise.
Box?
Not a surprise if they die.
Okay,
you're really reaching.
Also, not news. Queen or not Queen? Heart. I'm sorry, Heart.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, Heart. Hi there. Who's this?
Sal,
are you there?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you, sir? Please don't waste our time. You're on the Fireside Chats. Go right ahead.
Absolutely. Yeah, I wanted to call in and get some advice from the guys over here. Right. So I got divorced a little bit ago.
Congratulations.
Dr. Awesome. Phil brought some stuff up. Yeah.
Yeah.
But my ex-wife is already having another guy, like, fulfill the father figure in my family, and it's strange that she can kind of move on so fast and, like, already dubbed some other guy daddy. So I was trying to get your thoughts on that. Like, what's up with that, man? Like, I'm a good dad. I just cheated on her a bunch, so it sounds like it's just...
Now, hold on a second.
Yeah, on.
Keep this in mind,
yeah,
Sal. When you cheat on your wife, you're cheating on your family.
Yeah. I guess I learned that the hard way, right?
Yeah. And so you're all broken up.
You turned your back on both.
You're all broken up inside because you're watching that your wife has moved on and you haven't.
No, I moved on. We're good. It's just now the thing that gets me is that, like, I don't really have anything for her anymore. It's just like, why are you having this guy? Why are you calling him dad, you know? Like, yeah. I'm still a good dad.
Well, here's the thing.
I just...
If it goes years down the road, somebody's going to fill that role with your kids no matter what, because she's going to have somebody in her yeah. life. So you got to let that go and be the dad that you're going to be. Don't
Here's
worry about
thing.
Him.
Look.
And you have to understand that in her mind, you weren't a good dad.
Yeah, whatever.
She might have revenge.
Yeah. He wasn't a good husband. You can't put
good
that
husband.
On him about
There's
being
only
a good
one
dad.
Way to solve this. Hire a hooker for a weekend that your kids are there and have her the kids call her mom the whole weekend.
I was
like
totally thinking that. Put it on my Snapchat. I want a Snapchat. Send it to her.
Oh, that'll piss her off
that would
so
be,
much.
That's a fantastic revenge. I think there's
but
nothing better.
When the arbitration hearing happens, that's going to be exhibit A.
Yeah, when you lose the kids, that's going to be a problem. But you know what? At least that bitch felt the pain. You need to throw the hooker mom up for a little bit. But I mean full-out hooker.
Guys.
Like giant 300-pound Madea size.
Couldn't he just, instead of a hooker, find a girl at a bar and maybe just have her around a little bit?
Or even better, find the biggest, blackest, fattest hooker you can find and do a vine of her going, I'm going to take the place of your mama. And let that lady go bananas back home.
Might cause a little more trouble.
Yeah, make sure there's a needle hanging out of her somewhere, too. All right. Good luck.
Okay.
So I hope
here's guys. The other thing about that is my ex got remarried and she's divorced already. So I'm still dad and that father figure's gone already.
Yeah, Falcons jersey's been burned.
Yeah, Toledo's a champion in his world. So you got to deal with it. You shouldn't have cheated on
it. Just ride it out.
All right. See you later. Good luck with your hooker.
Ride it out. You'll make it longer than that other hooker.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ride out the new dad.
Mm-hmm.
New dads don't last forever.
Nope.
Just like old dad didn't.
Right.
The woman is hard to deal with.
Right.
Mike is on the line.
Mike, are you there?
I'm here, guys.
You imagine that vine? Sorry, Mike. Though you know she's going through his Facebook. Yes. See what the kids. We're taking the kids to the zoo. Oh yeah, me and this new girl. I'm introducing the kids to my new wife. I'm gonna take a play your mom. I'm your new mom.
Hey, we're roars and pours last night.
You want some peels?
Mom,
sorry about that, Mike. I'm having a really good time with what I'm picturing.
John, you're good at your job. You do you, man. Do you?
Thank you, brother. Thank you. All right, you go ahead, my friend. Please don't waste.
Okay.
Your time.
Well, real quick, the other guy was talking about the dead rock stars, and I'm no doctor, but I think Keith Richards could possibly be dead already clinically.
Yeah.
I'm no doctor, though.
Yeah, I don't think a stethoscope's going to do much to figure out how he's doing.
No, you're not going to get much of a reading on there, but he's up. He's walking.
Right. Those are the stem cells you want.
He's moving forward.
Whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, my shoulder's hurt, and I have a guy who said, you want to do some stem cell stuff. I haven't gotten back to him yet, but I do. But if you had Keith Richards stem cells, I want those.
Yeah.
You don't feel anything ever.
I mean, he's like borderline superhero at this point.
Yeah, I love him. All right, what do you got?
The whole NFL thing with the female announcers.
Oh, here we go.
I know, but it's just burning me. It's burning me. And what are they trying to accomplish? Are they trying to get girls to watch football?
Yes.
And yes, that's been going on for about 12 years.
Well, right, but it's like putting a female announcer, they think that the way to, that's what girls aren't watching.
That's what baffles me. They think women like each other. When has that ever been the case in the history of man that women are like, I'm there because women hate each other. They're going to hate the woman more than we do.
Now, wait a minute. Let's get to the heart of this. There's a reason. And the reason is they have all their players beating the crap out of women.
Yeah. No, no, no. It's
an image problem.
It's a polishing situation.
Yeah. So
we treat women right.
It's kind of they're overcorrecting maybe.
Yeah,
right.
It's a branding. They're trying to protect the brand.
That's what the Roger Goodell NFL's always been. It's like, we make horrible mistakes. Let's throw money at the women. What, we're mean to women? Here's breast cancer. Look at how much we do. We wear pink. We love women. The drug situation, let's throw money at that thing and act like we've got some new health care program. And meanwhile, Tom Brady's wife goes on TV and says, oh, he has a concussion all the time. We never talk about it. It's like, oh, boy, it's still going on. But because their media blitz has been, we're so into this that – we have a new policy. It's what baseball used to do with, well, we've got a new policy for steroids. It'll never happen again. And then everybody found a new thing to use because they go out and grandstand on something that they feel great about to make it go away. So Eric's probably right. It's probably a lot more to do with the idea of like, look, we're so good to women. We want to be so progressive and include you.
That makes a lot more sense to me. I hadn't really considered that.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's a money grab too, and I know they're just trying to wring every viewer they can out, and like they have already got all the junkies. Everyone who's going to watch football every Sunday is going to watch.
Well, that's the fault of every bloated organization ever, is they assume that whatever loves it now will never go away, and then they can start farming out audiences that aren't there. It would be like us saying, okay, the KUPD audience loves us. We can play Ricky Martin.
Yeah, we got to get to the other people.
We got to get to the people who don't like us. Let's play more Justin Timberlake.
You can't take your listeners for granted or viewers.
And that's kind of what Mark Cuban said a few years ago. The NFL's fat and happy, and they're going down avenues that are kind of alienating their NBA did it. The NBA that I was addicted to back in the 90s alienated me with their all-new approach to who they wanted to be fans, and it wasn't me. It wasn't 40-year-old white guy. It just certainly wasn't.
They changed the game. You can't even watch a game from before 96 and compare it to something after. I mean, they're playing hockey. They're elbowing each other. Yeah. It's great.
And now
it's
to
watch.
It used to be a physical game. Now it's now you get down to the finals, and it's worth watching, but otherwise the product's terrible. So, yeah, the NFL's in there.
Good teams.
Yeah, good luck with the lady. Are you going to like the lady? Have you been one of those guys?
No, God, no.
You've never?
No, I watch football to avoid ladies.
Yeah, thank you. That's why we all watch. Have you ever heard
I mean,
in a
cheerleaders, yeah. But
you ever been to a Buffalo Wild Wings or a Hooters or anywhere you're watching a game and turned to a guy next to you or had a guy say to you, man, this would be so much better if there was a girl commentating?
No, I can't say I've said
it's
that.
It's never uttered.
No, I never even
ever.
Thought about things.
No.
Ever.
Well, the great thing is it's happy. One game. Yeah. It's then she's done.
The door's open.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
The door's
okay,
open.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
I would have liked to have heard him say, we'd hire a woman here, but nobody wants it, so we're not going to do it. It would have been honest.
You know, they'd be
nice.
Truthful there, though. Yeah. They'd be being truthful.
And let ladies storm around and scream like they did at the Masters until they finally let a couple in.
But if it happens the way it's going, then there's going to be...
Oh, there'll be more.
Stepping up.
They did it with college. They've snuck them into the college games. The bad college games always have girls.
They better hope your team doesn't suck, because if you have a crappy team, you're going to have to hear the girl commentary.
You're going to deal with that next year a lot.
Yeah.
The Bears are going to have a ton of girls.
Bears
are
Browns fan.
I flipped on college matchups worth watching before, too, and as soon as I hear the girl talking, I got to mute it if it's a good game, or I just can't watch it.
Yeah.
I know she never put a helmet on.
Yeah. Well,
you know, that doesn't matter.
That doesn't bother
me
as much.
Play-by-play guys,
but even still,
either,
she's never even played in like a little league. Like she's never
never worn a football helmet. At least the color guy maybe wore a helmet in high school and got plopped in the head once or twice. But I mean,
I think it's less that and more that we're just so trained to hate a woman's voice during a football game that having her actually be part of it is hard.
It's the same thing with calling baseball. They can't. You know, I feel exactly the same way, and I know. Far less about baseball than I do about football.
No one likes it. That's just the bottom line. No one wants
them. Next year, Eric, could be Jennifer Ditka.
Yeah. The
granddaughter.
The most progressive men in the world are still like, we don't need them calling games. That's silly. We don't want to call, I don't know of a single man whose job aspiration is to call WNBA games. He has to do it as a stepping stone to real sports. So
It's like you would avoid telling people that. Yeah, I call basketball games.
Yeah, that's it. You would. Yeah.
WNBA.
Where at? Oh, it's high school. It's no big deal. You've never heard it. You don't want people to know you're doing that.
It's girls' high school.
it's easier to come out of the closet to your family as a gay person than it is to somebody to say that I call WNBA games. That's an embarrassment as a man. All right, we'll talk to you later. Thank you. Well done. I had a guy down here in the building, David, turns to me yesterday after Ian and I had our conversation about soccer. He goes, dude, you're so off base about the Phoenix Rising. That is so popular. No, it isn't. Yes, it is, dude. It's incredibly popular. No, it's not. I've never heard a single word uttered about it.
Do they even show it on TV?
No. Well, they have it on Channel 7. That's not TV. So they go, that's the Pat McMahon station. Pat even teases that he's got a show in there.
I didn't even know I had a show in there. I saw a promo for it. I was shocked.
Maybe they're good at marketing. I mean, if they're getting full stadiums. That's fine. They're giving away a lot of tickets.
Yeah, they're papering the tar out of it.
So they're doing a good job there.
So I told him, he goes, it's just as good as any soccer. And I'm like, as a soccer fan, you should be ashamed of yourself for saying that this single A nonsense conference level.
I'm going to have to go to a game.
Yeah, conference level R soccer is good. And he goes, oh, you're crazy. It's good soccer. And I'm like, you know, then if the Phoenix Rising are quality, why don't they trade for Harry Kane? Well, Harry Kane plays in the good league. I rest my case. Goodbye. I'll talk to you another time. I'll talk to you some other time. You know you're in the crud league. You're trying to embrace it because you want people to love soccer. It stinks.
All right, finally we got Cody here.
Cody, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
All right, Cody, go right ahead, my friend, and please don't waste our time.
Yeah, no problem. Well, I kind of had a little bit of a hardcore what would Brady do here kind of question.
All right, go ahead.
So a while back in August of last year, my dad and his so-called girlfriend were spending the night at my house.
What's a so-called girlfriend? Is that a prostitute?
I don't know what the fuck she was.
All right, Cody.
Careful with the F word, Cody.
Sorry about that.
All right.
Sorry. I started getting some very, very interesting text messages from her through my dad's phone. And she kept saying that she wanted to be doing stuff that night.
Your new mom wanted to have sex with you.
And texting her, texting you on the dad's phone.
Dude, I can't make this up. I can't make this up, man.
See, I thought the cousin-in-law thing was far-fetched.
This is bad. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, I keep saying, no, just stay in there, you know, do stuff with him. I don't want any part of this crap.
How old are you?
24.
Okay.
How old is she?
I want to say maybe early 40s.
Cougar.
You don't want to play Devil's Threesome with the old man?
Yeah.
No, sir.
Good for you.
Hey,
good
who says
you.
He has to do that? Maybe he can just get her on his own.
Well, it gets better. It gets better.
Side action.
Better.
All right, go ahead. Yeah. Let him finish.
So that goes on. This is probably about 10, 15 minutes later. I start hearing the old door creak open.
She's coming in?
She's coming in.
Full of your dad milk?
Yeah, no, he knew. Cause she's
no, I know, but she just finished your old man off.
How do you know that?
Because he was in his bedroom.
Yeah. Speculating.
Yeah, but she's had dad milk.
Maybe she didn't have any dad milk, and now she's going to get some.
He was tired.
You go worst case scenario.
She's had dad milk in her in the past. That's enough for me.
Stop speculating.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's going to town, and I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
Wait. You mean she started, like, tugging you?
She started tugging and started doing the old suction.
What are you doing?
Yeah, you were vehemently denying this?
Are you just copying off a 70s porno?
I'm awake and I don't know why. This isn't real.
I can't make this up.
All right, go ahead. Let him go.
This is 70s porno.
So what is the what would bring
finish
you
up. Yeah, what's the question here?
Well, the thing is, my dad keeps trying to reach out to me because all this stuff went down.
He knows?
How does he know?
Of course.
What was on his phone?
It was on his phone, but as I'm asking her, what the hell are you doing? He's standing in the damn door frame watching.
Okay. You need to kill yourself. This is,
I don't buy this. Line up nine therapists right now. Pick the best one.
Yeah. Get therapy or leave the situation. If it's fake and you've made it up, you're still a sick individual.
Fake. Yes.
What in the world? Now, everybody's saying it's fake.
Yep.
Fake.
We're on to you. Fake.
I swear to you.
I'll tell you this. Okay. I would say it's fake.
So what's the quandary?
I would say it's fake, but I grew up in Mesa, so I know it's a very strong possibility
What's the question?
Yeah. What do you want
to
do?
Because my dad keeps trying to reach out to me. I don't know if he just wanted to say, like, let's just start over brand new or what the hell.
He was standing in the doorway. He didn't say anything right then? Exactly. What do you mean reach out to you?
Dude, never talk to your father again.
He could have touched you.
Get away from these people.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. He's trying to, like, reach out, like, okay, are we going to ever talk again?
Garbage.
This kind of thing.
Liar.
So you're saying his girlfriend might have been, like, having a catch.
Skeptical.
I don't know what the hell she was doing.
This is bull crap.
Uh-huh.
This is garbage.
I don't know if it's bull crap or not, but the fact that you thought about it. And you decided to go public with him is enough for me to say you need therapy.
He probably does have a hot stepmom, though.
Yeah. Do you have a hot stepmom that you dream about having sex with and your dad in the hallway? The fact that you say, should I stay with my dad after dreaming this up? What's your first reaction when your dad's name pops up on a text that says, want me to blow you? Dad? No. It's his girlfriend. Oh, thank God. Because it came up on my dad's phone, and I've never had him ask me that.
Dude, no, like I said, I can't make this up.
Yeah, let me ask you this.
Keep saying that.
He just laughed.
Let me ask you this. Were you sexually abused as a kid?
I was not, no.
You were not? Yeah, well, that you know of? Because you sleep through a lot.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't. My dad, possibly, he was adopted, so I don't know what his past history is like.
Your father is a doctor?
Adopted.
Oh, I thought he said adopted.
Hey, what's your last name and where do you work?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell us all about you.
Yeah, come on now. Let it all out.
No,
I'm not going to give you that info.
Well,
so let me just break it down real
quick.
You're 24 years old. Your dad texted you one night that he wanted to blow you. Turned out it was the good thing. was his girlfriend, through his phone. You yeah. wake up one night with that's what she's doing to you, and dad's in the doorway, and you're like, God, what do I do next? Instead of erupting at that moment and beating their heads together until they both die.
Or leaving.
Or running away from the situation. Leaving. You're curious. What's the next logical thing I should do? Talk to my dad?
I didn't know what the hell to do. I didn't even know how to fucking fathom
it. Oh, for crying out loud, you're an F-bomb machine.
No more Cody.
All right. Cody's got to go. Goodbye, two F-bombs Cody. Is our rule. I don't know if I believe him or not because I know hillbillies really? Happen. I watch a lot of TV. This isn't so unreal.
If he didn't want to be there in that situation.
That was so fake.
Yeah. I want
my poker
to be
brain is going off right
I want
now.
It to be fake too, Eric, ridiculous. And I bet the details are exaggerated, but banging
there's
your
some serious
yeah,
truth
there's
in
something there.
But if it was.
His dad knows something about the woman they've shared.
He even giggled a little.
Because he's a mentally deranged.
Trying to tell the story. Yeah, it's stupid.
Deranged.
The dad's standing in the doorway.
The other thing,
he didn't say
rape.
What happened then.
Now let's just
if he
assume
he didn't want to be there.
Let's just assume that someone out there is going through this, and they need some advice for okay. real. And it's a real story. And here's the rule.
You punch dad and run out. Yeah,
any woman that's ever had dad milk in or on her is off limits to you for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
And if she ever tries to give you a little extra on the side, no matter what's going on in your world, you punch dad in the face for standing in there, and you never speak to those people
this
again.
Is boys, something I've never done with your yeah. dad.
Boys, wasn't this guy listening on Monday? You guys covered this in What Would Brady Do? He's 24. He needs to move out
already. Yeah, he's
already.
Living at home at 24 yeah. and still sharing things that he shouldn't be sharing. Yeah,
dad
milk
is stories.
Dad milk's the limit.
This is dad's way to get him to move the F out.
Yeah, it could be. Maybe dad's worried because, like, God, it didn't work. The kid liked it.
John, I call BS. And the reason yeah. why is I spent a lot of time on Pornhub. In fact, yesterday I was on Pornhub. This very scenario is on there.
Yeah,
he just watched a porn.
And it's a creepy scenario in porn.
But so, it's not real.
I know. Well,
no, stop. What are you doing?
It happens more than you want to admit.
That I agree there, but
in
this
AJ,
particular instance?
Yeah, yeah.
Or in Southern Illinois, where Lisa said, that's my cousin.
When you're...
Tona.
You're stupid.
Am I? Yes. I'm the stupid one. You're right.
Hey, when you're a teenager and
that's
your
right. Here
dad,
we go again.
He's not 24.
No, I'm just going to clarify something.
Oh,
I'm just saying, like...
She's not blood.
There, yeah. No. When you're a teenager and, like, maybe it could be... there are a million different situations. Maybe a stepbrother, stepsister, a stepparent or something. You'll whack off to anything.
Okay.
Anything in front... What if she's got big double D's?
No. She's...
Doesn't mean you're going to hump her.
Covered in dad milk? No, thank you. That's enough. Nope. She's automatically off the sexy list if it's dad's. Just is.
What,
that's dad's thing.
What stepmom did you throw down to?
Yeah, did you have any?
Never.
Yeah, of course not, because it's dad's thing, and you're
never.
Like, this is weird. She could be cute. It doesn't matter.
Now, stepsister, I might have been.
Stepsister's a tough one. I got to lean on
where's
her.
Where's the
can opener? She's probably not going to be there the
one.
Whole
well,
time.
Well, so here I am, like, 15 years old, and the 23-year-old stepsister comes to live with us for a while.
Sure, that's rough.
Yeah. Running around yeah. in her bikini and giant jugs.
Feeling
yeah.
safe.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Poor girl.
What do you think? What do you think 15-year-old Eric's
absolutely.
Like,
I'd
marry her.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't. She just popped in. She never even met her.
Yeah, stepsister's different.
Oh, my God. There's this 24-year-old girl. And
it's inappropriate, but it's different. It could happen. Stepmom, however,
she
off
got,
limits.
She
immediately off limits.
When she walked in on me.
Yeah, off limits. Not a cool thing. Well, she got fat and ugly because she's from Illinois.
Yeah, pretty
that's
much.
What Illinois
but
means.
But in their 20s, they're still.
In Algonquin, Illinois means women get fat and ugly after 30.
Right. You can't put her in the room right next to a 15-year-old boy. Come on.
No, that's not fair. But you could have stepmom, a naked, smoking hot stepmom, and I'm still, like, not interested. That's dad's milk.
I never had those issues.
No. Yeah, Rick wasn't pulling the strong. Did he have anything like you look back and go, nice kill, Dad?
She was all right. It's just not
she's just not jerk-worthy for
a
teenager.
Not,
right. She's dad milk.
Only one or two nights.
Anywho, I'm going to throw up all over all of you. Well, there you go. Your fireside chat. It's always interesting. Real, not real, who knows? But the fact that his mind dreamt that up and he wanted to share it with everybody is... interesting in its own right.
See, now you all made me feel weird.
You should.
Like, I'm the only guy on Earth that has thought of that when they're had
no,
that
there's
scenario.
Plenty of horrible
that
people.
That scenario has happened a lot more than you think.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I
sure.
said. That's what his scenario
okay,
has happened
you.
A lot more, yeah.
I'm not weird, right?
Yeah, it makes it weird. It's weird. It's just...
Yeah. Well, you are.
Just because it's voluminous doesn't make it normal.
Just because you pricks are lucky to have your parents together your whole life.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Didn't have any of those situations.
Yeah. Never really had any of that. Yeah. And even now.
If you were 15 and some hot cousin came to stay with you that you never met. And
there you go again.
Next to
that
you.
Phrase, hot
whatever.
Cousin.
Hot cousin
is the worst band name
ever. You went
ever.
Right to it, though,
yeah, you
Eric.
Run to hot cousin.
What happened?
Some they how throw a hot you, girl in a room next to you.
How many cousins have you touched?
Hot cousin.
I haven't touched anything. I'm just trying to... All right. Screw you guys.
Tonight on stage with Skid Row, hot cousin. Hot cousin. Everybody look at each other.
Well,
hot
can't,
cousin's
you,
not a thing.
You assholes can't have a hot
check
stepsister.
Check it and see.
If you had a
fever of 103.
I'm just digging a hole in
gonna put my wiener in that cousin.
Hot cousin.
Some hot cousin. If it feels all right, don't worry about blood type.
There's a reunion tonight.
Come on. Are you hot cousin? You sure look that way to me.
F. Cody.
Hot cousin.
Is that her name?
Double cousin.
Or even at home if you want to keep it quick. Hot cousin. Hot pocket's head.
Yeah.
15 if there's a...
Nope, stop.
Breast next to me.
Come on. That could be your mother.
No, not that.
Yeah.
My mom's got double dragons, man.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but I'm with Eric. But I'm also from Southern Illinois.
Stepsister's a toughie, and I've always agreed with that. That's tough because you're a teenager and she's at your peers, and all of a sudden you're supposed to be in a different. That's different. Stepmom, anything dad's milked, forget it.
John, you're just bitter. Clearly, you never learned how to share as a kid.
That's true. Family members, you're right.
You couldn't see though how even a new trophy wife comes into the picture.
Yeah,
and you're a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And now you got her wandering around in her bikini, and you're a teenager.
Dad milk. Yeah. Dad milk is dad milk.
I don't know. I could see how. I mean, I'm not saying you're going to go have sex with her, but I'm just saying how it could drive you a little crazy as a teen boy.
Sure, you can find her attractive.
It doesn't take much.
I don't know. Anything my dad does, just immediately.
You'll masturbate to anything,
for
God's sake, when you're a teenager.
Man.
John, please get the band together and do a spoof of Hot for Cousin.
I'm hot for cousin.
Got it bad.
Hot cousin.
Chicken feet.
Hot cousin. What a phrase. You got to stop that. It's 8:47. And the people who are out there going, Eric's right. You don't want to be with them. You don't want to be in a room with them.
I'm not with anyone.
You'd be in that category.
I just tell it like it is, goddammit.
No.
Yeah,
you
I
tell
do.
It like it is for you.
You just sit over there and pretend it doesn't happen.
I didn't say it doesn't happen, but I'm saying it's the disgusting people. It happens to disgusting people. It's why Jerry Springer's alive.
It's disgusting to masturbate to...
Oh, God, man, don't say it. Yes.
To anything that's in
member.
Your house, it just popped in your house all of a sudden? To some girl that's hot. Doesn't matter what the relation is.
Everyone has their lines, Harry. Yeah. Everyone draws their line on what they whack.
You're 15, all of a sudden, oh, wow, and dad's got a new hot trophy wife. And now she's running around in a bikini. No.
John, please get your artist on the horn. A few years ago, you had your T-shirts with Heisenberg, Holmberg on them.
Right.
Please make
hot
one
cousins.
With Hillbilly Romeo on it now. And
I
put
like
Eric's
that.
Pick on there.
And on the front, it's like the old Rowdy Roddy Piper hot rod font. Just says hot cousin. Yeah. And Eric's on the back.
And on the back,
thumbs
it says, I was 15.
That's 15.
Not blood related.
I ain't been done taught family tree yet.
Don't you start, Brady. I know you pretend like you didn't masturbate when you were a teenager.
That's true.
Come on.
You masturbated, but I'm
hoping
not to family.
Again, Eric, I said
not
everyone has their line on what they masturbate to.
I know, and you did it all in your head and just thought about Jesus
with
after.
Some of your
don't be mad about his masturbation.
I didn't have
don't
didn't
be
have
angry
relatives.
That Brady didn't masturbate to family.
My line was relatives.
That's,
you know. And maybe I'm the weird guy.
Right. But. Well, that's why Jerry Springer is revered as such a normal show, is that cousins having sex is such a common normal practice.
You are the weird guy. I'm saying if
you
they
are a little bit.
Plopped a hot girl in there, if Olive was super hot and with her big
boobs. She's not related or having sex with your dad.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
That
yes,
I knew
does.
About.
You have as much blood relation to Olive as you do to a step sister.
A social type. Again,
I could see that. Stepsister's
the only one.
Having those thoughts with a stepmom, or your dad has an attractive stepmom.
Not me. Stepsister, that's totally different. That's a toughie. You bring a hot stepsister in the mix, it's like, boy, these boundaries are hard. Stepmom, once dad's milked it, no. That's his cow.
You're not making me feel weird. Screw you.
That's fine. Don't.
That's unfair. I'm adamant. I'm with you on that.
You'd masturbate to a stepmom? Torps hose hound?
You guys, you don't even understand the scenario because your parents were together the whole time. You don't even understand.
You would never jerk it to Torps level.
You don't even get how many people came in and out of my life.
I understand that.
It was like it was a rotating door.
Get to the hurt.
Here comes the real problem.
No, it's serious.
Get the music. Cue the music.
Go ahead, Eric. We're listening.
F you.
Still a lot of anger, Seattle.
The rotating door of people in my house that I don't know.
That you got to masturbate to. I mean, it's just going so fast. Yeah. You're
15.
It was an assembly line of masturbation.
Exactly. Yeah. Anything sets me off.
That's right. Well, that's healthy. And if you ever masturbated to Torb's mommy replacement, I hope you're dangling from something tall.
It's a good choice, Dad. Nice job, Dad. Gotta be honest. Having a hard time not tugging to my new mom.
Yeah, she's a looker, huh, Brady? I milked her last night. Anyway, if she's out of the shower, she's all yours.
Ugh. Bottom line, John, cousin or not, doesn't matter, had sex.
What?
That's right. From AJ. Yeah, I don't want to talk to AJ.
Clearly.
Doesn't matter.
There you go. Well, I've enjoyed none of this. There you go. Those are your fire.
Cody's fault.
Great chat.
Thank you, Cody. Thank you. Great chat, gang. Great chat. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. Today, I'd say, is a 10 out of 10 for making me realize that I need bigger locks on my doors. It's 98 KUPD.
Want a Holmberg on the go?
No, that sounds dangerous.
Download the 98 KUPD app for live streams, podcasts, and more.